May you please be seated. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Ashata kapumbre keteke kimanaya. Second Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. For you to walk by faith and not by natural sight, it means you have access to another kind of sight. Ah, my God. Faith is a kind of sight, different from the natural sight. Are you with me? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. If you truly understand and begin to practice everything we have taught in the past 1.5 months, oh my God. See, if I give you this sit, walk, stand teaching, and that's all I left with you, you are made. From there, everything will set. Now I know why Watchman Nee, the great theologian, decided that he would take a major part of his life writing a book called Sit, Walk, Stand. Then when I got the book, and I was wondering, why will he? Now I get it. Your whole Christian journey, if you get this, is summarized in it. We walk by faith and not by sight. It means faith is a kind of sight. Can you tell your neighbor, faith is a kind of sight? I want you to tell them with a louder voice, faith is a kind of sight. So when you say you walk by faith and not by sight, it means you are walking by another kind of sight. Faith means choosing to see with the lens of God. It means choosing to function with the sight of God. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 24 to 27. It says, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season." Verse 26, "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." Everybody read verse 27 with me. 1, 2, 3, go. "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Can you read that again? 1, 2, 3, go. "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." See, have you seen him who is invisible? You know, this week has been an interesting week for me. And at some point, I was thinking about a lot of things, and God asked me a question. This was the question. He said, "How do you watch a movie when you have seen the end of the movie from the beginning? How do you watch a movie when you know the end from the beginning? How do you watch it?" So now, maybe you're watching this movie, and let's assume, in those days, I don't know if they do movies like that again. There's something called the actor and the boss. So the actor is the good man, or the preferred guy. And the boss is expected to be somebody who is a villain, somebody who is in opposition to the actor. And then, if you know the end of the movie, that the actor eventually became the victor and eventually took the crown and eventually won the trophy, something like that. Are you with me? And while you're watching, somebody else who doesn't know the end is also watching with you. And while you're watching, they stabbed the actor.
They stabbed the major character and he fell. And by the time they took him to the mortuary, he was gone. And the other person is like, hey, what's going to happen from here? And you feel like telling him, relax. Are you with me? Relax. And he was like, what's going to happen? You feel like telling him, you don't want to do a spoiler for him. You just say, watch, just watch. He's like, what is going on? Watch. So I was asking the Lord some questions. Then the Lord now asked me a question. Do you believe? The Lord was asking me, do you believe that I have all power? I was like, yes. Do you believe I am stronger than the devil? Yes. Do you believe that I know the end of a thing from the beginning? Yes. Do you believe that eventually it is my predeterminate counsel that will stand? I said, yes. He said, then go and relax. I said, ah, just that. Just that. He said, yes, just that. Your own choice is, will you choose what I have seen? Will you choose what I have written already, or you will choose another path? Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by natural sight. Look at Moses. When Moses got to the point where he could see the one who is invisible, he knew that, see, this God who is invisible has power over the visible. Are you with me? He knew. You know, I was asking a lot of questions, and the Lord gave me a picture of the future. Ah! Hey. A picture. See, the picture he showed me of the future. Then I knew that my problem is not car. My problem is not house. Are you with me? My problem is not money. Are you with me? The only problem that I will have is if I decide not to follow him. Are you with me? When I saw what I saw, Kaya Barataya. Tell anybody the future is bright. Tell somebody else the future is bright. The most important thing is to know where God is going and follow him. Know the direction he's taking and be in step with him. Are you with me? That was what happened to Moses. When Moses saw him that is invisible, he knew that all the glory on the throne of Egypt is nothing compared to be what has been revealed to him. Are you with me? He knew that all the glory of Pharaoh and the riches of Egypt is nothing compared to this God who is invisible. The one who says, I am that I am. Are you following me? He cannot say, I am that I was. Because in the past, in the present, in the future, he is I am. Are you with me? 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Iba. Iba o. Iba. Iba o. Iba. Iba o. Iba. See, if everything you see is what determines what you do, you are not walking by faith. If your life and all the decisions of your life and all the steps of your life, all the feelings of your heart, all the meditations of your mind is based on what you see, then you are not walking by faith. When you're walking by faith, you will see things in the natural that will contradict what you believe in your heart. But when you go back and stay with God, God will show you something else that is stronger than what you have seen in the natural. You now have a choice. Will you believe what God has said and act like what he has said, or will you believe what you are seeing? Are you with me? Listen, let me tell you something. You will be here. I am telling you, whether it is in this venue or out of this venue, you will be alive. Newbury Christian Community. There will be no facility in this country to carry all of us. I'm telling you. What I saw. Forget. I am telling you. We will be having services. And people will be coming from out of the country to come and fellowship with us. I am telling you. Say after me, thank you, Jesus.
When you have seen the end like God has seen it, when you begin to see with the eyes of God, your response will be different. See, you will be looking at your account. No money inside, but you are glory to God. People are wondering, why you are excited like this? Can't you see your account? Can't you see time is ticking away? Can't you see you are helpless? But no, you are seeing something else that they are not seeing. 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 8.
Thank you, Jesus.
Second Kings chapter 6 from verse 8. The Bible says, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. So every time the king of Syria says, I want to put my camp somewhere, the man of God, Elisha, see, let me tell you something. You see Elisha in the Bible, that guy was a prophet with steez. No, that guy was prophet steez. Forget. That guy was proud. He used to do his own miracles with. They will tell him an axe head has fallen. He will say, bring wood. Bring wood. He will throw the wood inside. The wood that is supposed to float will sink. The axe that is supposed to sink will float. This man, he's the one that told the woman, go and borrow vessels and pour out the jar of oil, and he will just sit down. He's the one that told, when the Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army, came, he said, you know what? He didn't even come out. He just said, Gehazi, go and tell him, dip yourself 7 times into the pool, into the river Jordan. When he had done 7 times, you will see what will happen. That guy, true, that's it from Elijah. He's the one that got the double portion. He used to do it with steez. You will see another steez right now. Kai. So, verse 10. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once, not twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servant and said, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Because which of you is going to tell the king of Israel our secrets? So all of you here, will you not reveal to me the traitor amongst us? Praise the Lord. Verse 12. And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may fetch, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. This king, you don't have sense. Somebody that already knows what you are saying in your bedchamber, you want to go and arrest him. How now? That's how they were doing with Elijah. They said, before you catch him, he has disappeared. He will appear somewhere else. Before you catch him, praise the Lord. Verse 14. Therefore, he sent thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city round about. Meaning, they were like, anywhere you want to run to, Elisha, you cannot run. We have caught you. This Dothan you are, we will catch you and ensure that you will no longer reveal our secret to the king of Israel. And I'm sure Elisha, where he was sitting down, he's like, okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're at verse 15, right? Okay, let me read from verse 14 again. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. Verse 15. Now, this is where I want you to pay attention to. Everybody from verse 15. 1, 2, 3, go. And when the servant of the man of God was reading early his PA and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city about with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, alas, master, how shall we do? How shall we do?
You know, there are things you see and you face in life. You're like, God, how shall we do? Where will I go from here? What is the next step to take? Lord, I am confused. I am surrounded. There is no way of escape. That's what the PA of the man of God was telling him. How shall we do? And the prophet answered. Everybody, verse 16. And he answered, fear not. Oh, please, stop. Make sure if you are reading this thing with me, read it with a loud voice and shout glory in the end. Are you with me? Read it, 1, 2, 3, go. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Hey. Fear, that's God's word to you. For they that be with us. For they that be with us are more than the challenges you are facing. The backing I have. Some of you are not talking. The backing I have is more than what I am facing. Does that not sound like greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? And I'm sure the servant was looking at him and like, sir, you are just being deluded. What do you mean? Are you not seeing? I am the only one with you here. I'm not with a sword. I'm not with a dagger. Not to talk about arrow. This whole city is surrounded with chariots, with horses, with warriors. How shall we do? Elisha said, how will I explain to you? You see, then look at what Elisha did. Verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight, right? So Elisha wanted to impart to him another type of sight. Because you see, this man was not blind. This man was seeing something in the physical, but his eyes were still closed. Hey. He was seeing something naturally, but his spiritual eyes to see what God sees was closed. Can somebody just say after me, Lord, open my eyes. Say it with, close your eyes and say it with a loud voice, Lord, open my eyes. Say it again, Lord, open my eyes. One of Prophet Joseph Ayobabalola's disciples, Baba Obadare, at some point went blind and he had to be preaching with glasses. He was not seen again naturally. So one day somebody entered his room to trick him and do something. Do something funny to him. And then he called his name. The blind prophet said, let's assume the person's name was Felix. He said, Felix, what are you doing here? And started telling him about his life history. The guy now said, the person who is blind is seeing more than me who has eyes. He repented and ran away. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant. Read on with me. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So that was why Elisha was calm, because he was walking by faith. A different kind of sight and not my natural sight. Are you following me? He was not walking by the sight of his eyes or by the hearing of his ears, but by the sight of the Spirit. That's what it means to walk by faith. No wonder the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is something that you have seen in your spirit that is stronger than the natural sight. Are you getting this? So Elisha said, okay. You come with your horses. He said, see, the ones that we have are more than those against us. If you read the story, let me just, before, to avoid all the plenty reading, do you know what Elisha now did? The people now said, we are going to come against you. Elisha was just sitting down there, looking at them. And as they were coming, Elisha said, Lord, smite them with blindness. Every one of those soldiers became blind. By the time they got to him, He said, who are you looking for? He said, we are looking for Elisha. He said, no problem. I will take you to where the man that you are looking for is. The Elisha they were looking for was carrying them. He carried them from Dothan to Samaria. By the time they got to Samaria, he now said, Lord, open their eyes. By the time he brought them to where they they ought to be, or the way to where he has ambushed them, first of all, they were already surrounded by Israelite soldiers, and the king of Israel was standing beside Elisha. I said, Elisha, my father, should I kill them? Guess what Elisha said? He said, give them food to eat. After they ate the food, the Bible says they ate food and went, and they never came to Israel again till Elisha died. they didn't come again, because now you came to kill a man. Not only did you not, you missed him. When you became blind, when you finally saw him, he gave you food, say eat. You'll be eating that food with fear. That is practical example. He prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. This time around, you are the one that gave your enemies food. I say, take. I'm just giving this verse so you understand that he wanted to kill you. You would have been dead before you realized. Sometimes I walk by faith. I am telling you, that servant should never have been the same again. I just prayed. The Bible here did not make us know who the name of this servant is. The other servants that we knew that was Elisha was Gehazi. But if it was Gehazi who was here, I feel pity for him. How can you see what you saw and misbehave the way you did? Are you following me? Somebody say, Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. How will you live your life when you understood that God was behind you in such a way that you can never fail? How will you live your life when you understood that God has his host of angels around you? See, Akaparakasa Satalia. Do you know, some Christians have forgotten that they have angels around them. They are forgotten. You know the problem? They've gotten to the point where they are no longer conscious. Their eyes are no longer seeing what God is saying. Are you with me? And well, let me tell you something. When you are no longer seeing what God is saying, you'll be acting differently. Let me give you a good example. Have you been in a place that is dark before? That was very dark before. And you are trying to navigate the place by what you think the place is. And by the time light comes, you found out that you are in the wrong place. Has that happened to you before? In the same way, when you are functioning in the dark and no longer seeing what God has said about you, you will be making decisions and steps that God will be from his own plane saying, why are you doing this? Why are you going this way? Why are you complaining like this? Because you are not seeing. A time will come, if you are not careful, you may make a step that will injure you. And when light comes, you're like, why did I even go there in the first place? In today's service, I came to make you see. So now, the real question from this story is, what kind of man was Elisha? Because you see, Elisha was living in that supernatural naturally. He was living there. That was how he was working and governing his life beyond what the servants knew. Are you with me? So the real teaching of faith is to build people to the point where they can see what God is saying. Did you hear what I just said? The real teaching of faith is to build people to the point where they can see what God is saying. Anything that can give you insight or sight into the way God sees a thing, that's how faith comes. Let me say that again. Anything that can give you insight or sight into the way God sees things, that's how faith comes. Let me tell you, when you understand what I'm saying, you will not play with your Christian life again. No. You will not play with it. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. Anything that can give you perspective into the way God looks at things, perspective into the lens of God, perspective into the things of God, perspective into the way God sees, that's how faith comes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you see, that was what happened to the servant. God granted him access to see. By the perversion of the prophet, God granted him access to see things the way God sees them. So, you can imagine, if Elisha was not seeing the chariots around him, when he saw all the challenges, all the enemy chariots and the enemy armies around him, what he would have been doing is, God help me! Can't you see I'm helpless? And God is like, why are you crying to me? Can't you see I've already given you all you need? Are you getting it? Why are you crying? So, what we call confession of faith is talking from an understanding that is imparted. So, imagine Elisha. When the servant is telling him, sir, can't you see you are surrounded? He will tell him, I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. We cannot be stopped. Can't you see? We cannot be stopped. What you call confession of faith was because there is something else he has seen. Are you getting me? So, even when it looks like he was going to be destroyed, he had seen something. Are you with me? Anything that can give you access into the way God sees, into the way God thinks, has given you faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you in this service? Yes, sir. Can we just pray in the Spirit 1 minute? Sakapala kapariatash. Lord, from this service, let our eyes be opened. You tell the wind how hard to blow, and tell the rain how much to fall. Rakapala katoshe. You make the pathway for the light. Those who are wise will worship you. You are clothed in dazzling splendor, and you're armed with glistening light. There's no limit to your power. Those who are wise will honor you. Iba o iba. 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 Hebrews 11 verse 5-6. The Bible says that faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Can we read verse 6 together? But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you, number one, you must believe that you are dealing with God here. See, it has taken me 20 years to master this. You must believe that you are dealing with God. God, see, hey, I've come to realize that God does not say the truth. God is truth. Do you hear what I just said? God does not say the truth. God is truth. He is the plumb line for what is truth and what is not true. If you ask God, how many fingers do you have? And God says six, and you want to say wrong. Before you check, you discover it's six. Do you hear what I just said? If you ask God, How many days are there in a week? And God says 9. Before you check that to tell him is wrong, you will discover there are actually 9 days. Let me tell you, what we call science, is the unraveling of the wisdom of God. For instance, when they talk about Joshua, people try to say the Bible contradicts itself. How can Joshua tell the sun to stand still and the sun actually stood still? Doesn't he know that the earth revolves around the sun? There's the rotation of the earth and there's the revolution of the earth. When you understand the rotation of the earth and the revolution of the earth, you will discover that what God did was a bigger miracle than people understood. Joshua told God, let the sun stand still. All he needed was more light to fight more and win the battle. But guess what happened? According to science, it means that God stopped the revolution of the earth, and God stopped the revolution of the earth, meaning that for that time period, all the planets, oh my God, all the planets were suspended waiting for the command of God. Do you understand that? That's your God. See, say to me, that's my God. Say it again, that's my God. Now, think about that kind of God, and you're trusting God for a job. Will a job be his problem? Please answer me. Will your job be his problem? Will your house be his problem? Will your spouse be his problem? Are you with me? Oh my God. Somebody stretch. Even if you don't want to believe, even if you have decided not to believe in the Bible, there are some things in today's world that should get you thinking. Even if you don't want to agree that there is a God in heaven, your body should surprise you. Do you know what it is? Till tomorrow, I've not been able to come to full grasp of it. Do you know what it is? That you will feel pressed in your body. You will feel like going to use the toilet or ease yourself. And with your mind, with your mind, you can just say, I will not go now. I will go later. And your whole body will respond to a decision you made in your mind. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? Because in the natural, everything works by something is controlling something, right? For a gen to come on, you press a button. For your phone to come on, you press a button. But now, wireless transmission. See, your mind, you decided in your head, I will not use myself now. And your body responded. Somebody created that. I want to ask you, what are you afraid of? What is making you question the power of God in your life? Maybe you need to see more about God. You need to see more. So what the devil does is, he has a way of blindfolding you. And by the time you are going through challenges and going through circumstances, and you see yourself in tight places, and you're wondering, but God, remember, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This was the testimony of Enoch. So, Enoch walked with God. Remember Genesis 5, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God and he was not found, for God took him. That means I can walk with God and the limitations around me, I will suspend above them. Are you with me? The laws that limit other people, I will gravitate above them. I will ascend above them. Praise the Lord. So that means the key to this type of faith is engaging God. So, what was the secret of Elisha? Elisha had a kind of walk with God that his servant did not have. Elisha had a relationship with God that he did not have. Enoch walked with God in such a way that other men did not walk with God. Are you with me? That made him experience something else that the other men were not experiencing. Elisha had a walk with God that made him experience something else that other human beings were not experiencing. That his servant was having physical eyes open but spiritual eyes blind. Can you say after me, I will walk with God? I will walk with God. Say after me again, I will walk with God. So you have to engage God. Engage God in his word. Engage him in prayers. Engage him in worship. Engage God. See, you have to be so in tune and in sync engaging God to at the point you begin to talk the way he talks. You begin to see the way he sees. You begin to act the way he acts. After a while, you will now come to the point where faith is no longer believing God but behaving God. Yes. My God. You start behaving like him. You will be like Peter. Jesus will say, come, walk on water. Peter will say, if it's you, bid me to come. He says, come. So that the very thing you saw Jesus do, you will do. The very way you saw Jesus act, you will act. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. The way God will respond to a situation. You know, I've come to discover that without challenges, you may never learn the kind of faith required for where you are going to. What I'm saying, if you understand it, you will discover that your challenges are raw material for your future. Your challenges are the raw material for where God is taking you to. Look at David. Can you imagine being David and you were in the field taking care of your father's sheep? Let's assume there were 50 sheep with you. Or 50 goats. And while you were there, a lion came for one. And then David went and rescued the sheep from the lion's mouth. And then a bear came for another one. And David went and rescued the bear from that one. He did not know that he was gathering resources for... Are you with me? For he was putting together his CV. He did not know that he was gathering spiritual experience. He was gathering training for where God was taking him to. Some of you, the reason why some things have not changed, God wants you to begin to exercise your faith. Are you with me? God wants you to begin to build your strength in his faithfulness. Build your strength in who he is. Build your strength in what he can do. When you see victory at a certain level, you are not ready for the next level. Are you with me? Simple things like, okay, I don't have money. God, I want 50,000 naira. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, please supply me 50,000 naira. I need this money for what I want to do. Lord, I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive open doors. You are praying. So you have prayed. You are asking. You are declaring. After a while, you begin to see how God can guide you, even in coincidence, and you run into somewhere, and you meet someone, person, okay, I just feel like you should take this money. Or, can you do this job? Yes, I can do it. How much will you take? It's like 40K. Don't worry, I'll give you 50. Later, you discover, my prayer was answered in this way. That means I can believe God for more. Are you with me? But some people, they don't exercise. They have not learned how to walk by faith. You feel a pain in your body. I believe God has all power. That means pain, disappear. Pain, disappear. Pain, disappear. You are training yourself how to depend on the omnipotence of God. Are you with me? And guess what? When you are growing in faith, God will be giving you more. He will be allowing you face more things that will make you stronger. Are you with me? Some of you can remember when you were praying to God for something, and you know how you believe God, how you were praying. Now it has come to pass. You are facing another thing, and you are not praying that way. What is happening is that you are forgetting the lessons that you learned. Are you getting me? Certainly, I walk by faith. Sometimes in the faith journey, there will be instructions along the way. You will not start learning how to listen to God's instructions. For instance, see. Let me tell you, some of you have noticed that Pastor David is talking about divine direction. Have you not noticed? I don't think there's any two months that passes that I don't talk about divine direction. I don't talk about divine leading. Because I have discovered there are so many things that you will never see until you are led. Are you with me? You know, one of the first jobs I got after my university, I was waiting to go for youth service. And I just come back home after my convocation. This was 1 week after convocation. I was at home. And I prayed in the morning. See, let me also teach you something. Learn to talk to God like you would talk to a person. Talk to him practically. I said, Father, see, even learn to bring out reasons. I said, Lord, I want to walk somewhere. I don't just want to stay in the house. I said, Lord, please, before I go for NYC, can you open a door for me to walk somewhere else? To walk somewhere, please. Even if I earn something little, I just want to walk somewhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Then I prayed again. Lord, I don't want to be in the house doing nothing. I know I will pray. I know I will study my Bible. I will read books. But God, I want to gain some experience. Guess what happened? So, that period, I've shared this story many times. I was taking a taxi from, I think this was Air Force Junction towards Stadium Junction. If you know Port Harcourt very well. This was Stadium Road. And while I was in that car, for some weird reason, my head just lifted up and I saw a building called Vicon House and they wrote CAD Center. CADD Center. Now, I read engineering in school and I was good with computer aided design, CAD. That's what they call it. So when I saw it, a part of me felt, what if it's not your type of CAD? I was like, people are talking about CAD now, but are you sure it's my own? Is it the kind of thing I do? Engineering designs. I said, let me just check. But a part of me just felt like, go and check now. Just go and check. Tell them you want to work there. And it was a strong pull. So to prove that it was not my mind, but it was God. On my way, one of the passengers just said, I want to stop. And she stopped at that junction. So I came down and told the man, you know what? I'm not going again. I'll stop here. Things have changed though. Then that drive was 50 naira. I paid him 50 naira. I was asking myself, why did the man stop here at this place I just saw? And I was thinking in my mind, I should check out there. I said, you know what? I will go there. So I went there that first day. I think there was nobody around. The door was locked. I said, you know what? I will check again. Monday, the next week, I went. Entered inside. I didn't see anybody. Just one man sitting at the reception. I said, my name is David. I'm an engineer by training. I do AutoCAD. I do Autodesk Inventor. I do so and so and so. I do so and so and so. I want to work here. The man looked at me. He said, who told you there was a vacancy here? I didn't know how to tell him, Holy Spirit. He just said, write your name, write your details. And I went. 3 days later, I was called. Are you David Ogunrobo? Your name was shortlisted. So you have an interview by 9. They called me around 7 a.m. for an interview by 9. I said, eh? When they called me, I knew that this one, God has given it to me. Out of pride. Because of too much faith, I went and wore a cap. I bounced in. I got there. Saw people. Saw like 50 people on suits. I was the only one who dressed with jeans and a t-shirt and cap. Now let me tell you the funny part of the story. See after me. God is for me. Say it again. God is for me. I was the only one chosen amongst many things. My dressing was part of why I was chosen, because they were looking for somebody who was tech savvy. They did not want some. Are you with me? What I thought was my disqualification was actually my qualification. They were looking for someone that knows the job and is a little bit yopy. Me, I got there, so everybody was so like, yeah. Suit and tie. I wore jeans, canvas, and t-shirt. They interviewed me last, kept me at the end. First of all, when I got in, the man said, why are you dressed like this? Don't you know we are doing serious business here?
It was when I was done with interview, I knew that I was the right person. I pray for you. You walk in divine leading effortlessly. Also, to walk by faith, you must honor God's perspective above your own perspective. Above your own perspective. Now, the painful part of this, my story, was that after I went for youth service and came back, that same place I wanted to walk there, God said no. Are you following me? That was the place I spoke about on Sunday. That I nearly entered big trouble. Are you following me? The same place that God said yes the first time, God said no the second time. Are you getting me? You must honor God's perspective above your own. What is God saying? Are you following this? This is why you cannot really teach faith and disconnect it from an intimate walk with God. You must be able to pray fast. See, if it's a long time where God spoke to you last, take fasting tomorrow. Immediately, go and start praying and fasting until your spirit man can perceive what God is saying. Are you with me? And this is why there are some people, the same thing some other people did in their faith journey, they will do it and not have results. Because our faith journey with God is tailor-made for you. Are you with me? So after me, I will honor God's perspective above my own. So you must pray and fast to find God's perspective. Pray and fast. Read, see. There is the basic level of what has God said in his word. Are you with me? So, first of all, things that he has said in the written word. You know what I was talking about on Sunday? The written word and the inspired word. Go and read the Bible. Let your eyes begin to see. Let me tell you something here. This time you have, if you are at a certain point in your life where you seem to have a lot of time on your hand, use it. Read the Bible to the point where you know that God has all power. See, let it dawn on you like an intoxication that with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. You know it like you know your name. I cannot fail. I am more than a conqueror. God is for me. Are you with me? Let it sit inside you. Some of you need to take sermons. You know, a lady told me one time, she decided that, okay, they have been saying Pastor David sermons, I will go and listen. So one day, she listened to teachings for 20 hours. I was like, you did what? What did you say you did? She said she did not know when she started praying and prayed for 6 hours. By the time she was done, she was feeling like, where is the devil? I want to kill him. Where is the devil? Let me tell you, until you get to that point, you don't really have faith. Until you get to the point where you feel like, what is that challenge? Who are the old great mountain? Who are the old great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you become a plane. Before David or Gerubbabel, you become a plane. Who are you, old Abuja? Who are you, Nigeria? You shall be conquered in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you with me? Let me say it again to you. Do you know that the devil is not as powerful as God? Do you know that God is stronger than Satan? I know it seems very basic, but people forget. You have to go back, remind yourself, through God we shall do valiantly. For it is he that shall tread on our enemies. Through God I do valiantly. For by him I run through a troop. And by my God I leap over a wall. He's the one that teaches my arms to war. So that the bow of steel is broken by my arms. Normally, a normal man cannot break a bow of steel. But God can teach you to break a bow of steel. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Are you going through a challenge? Go back, open the Bible. What has God said? You know, let me tell you something. Sometimes, when God wants to help you, He will put you in a situation where it is only his power that will help you. When God wants to help you, he will allow you to enter a place where only his power will bring you out. When you come out of that kind of thing, you will now know how to hold God. You will know that when God tells you something, you know, I see too many people argue with God. A lady met me one time and said, God has told me to be an intercessor for so and so and so ministry, but I don't want to do it. I said, why? She said, to take my time. Once she said that, I said, you are a baby. I didn't tell her to her face, but in my spirit, I said, you are a baby. You know why? When you understand that he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain, there is nobody that God is owing salary. You understand? When God tells you to do something, are you with me? He knows how to reward you. Are you getting me? Oh, there is famine in the land. He can send birds. Ravens can come with food. Hey! Let me tell you how serious that story is. So, when people read Elisha's story, Elijah's story, where ravens brought food to Elijah. Do you know what that means? Naturally, ravens do not bring food to anybody. They even eat themselves. Ravens are wicked birds. They don't help anybody with food. They fight among themselves for their own food. Now, ravens are bringing food to you. Is that not a picture of how even the least expected places can give you help? The least expected people can bring you help. I pray for you. Even from places where help is not supposed to come, you receive help. Even from places where help is not expected to come, you receive help. In the name of Jesus. Your amen is not giving me ginger. Even where help is not supposed to come, you receive help. In the name of Jesus. The impossible becomes possible for you. In the name of Jesus. I will say it one more time. Even where you are not supposed to receive help, you receive help. From unexpected sources, you receive help. From surprising places, you receive help. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Say after me, I walk by faith and not by sight. Jump on your feet. Number one, you need to go back. Your walk with God. Go back. Can you say after me? I see the invisible. I see the invisible. See, there is a way you read the Bible. You will know that with God, all things are possible. It will dawn on you so strong. With God, all things are possible. With God. It means your spirit man is beginning to see. You know, let me tell you something. Some of you be saying, okay, Pastor, how does my staying with God change the situation? No, let me tell you. Staying with God does not change situations. It changes you. And when it changes you, your response to situations change. Let me give you an example. Let's assume that this is the challenge. Are you with me? This is the challenge. This is the mountain. And this is where you are. You are like this. But this is the mountain. When you start staying with God, instead of pushing the mountain, God will say, leave the mountain first. Stay with me. You will start growing. You will start growing. You get to a point where you just walk over the mountain. After a while, you wonder why the mountain is no longer there. You have walked over it. I have even noticed this in New Christian community. The very things that we are crying to God about 3 years ago, if we wanted to do those things right now, we will not pray. Are you with me? We will not pray. And there are still things in front of me that we are praying about. Are you getting me? What needs to change is me. What needs to change is us. There is a way we will stay with God. We'll become different people. After a while, the challenge is no longer a challenge. You walk over it easily. Are you getting me? You know, I and a pastor friend of mine, we submit to the same Father in the Lord. So, we were discussing how that if we only get 100 million for a certain project,
if we can just get 100 million, this thing will be, we'll be able to do this thing. So we went and called our friend Lord and said, sir, we are believing God. If you speak a word, we are believing God for 100 million. He said, that them too, they are believing God for 4 billion, that they just spent 100 million yesterday. I was like, what is our faith target? Is their faith life. Them too, they have their own faith target. Are you with me? If my father in law goes and meets Bishop Edipo, Bishop Edipo says, he said they spend more than 4 billion every day. Are you getting me? What's up? Are you getting me? That person you are looking at, there is something he has crossed. He has become a new person in the spirit. Are you with me? That means the earlier you start learning to activate your faith and follow God, the better. You are trusting God for a job every day. You say, Lord, I receive my job. I receive that place. A glorious high throne is the place of my dwelling from the beginning. That place you prepared for me. He prepared, performed the things that are for me. And many searchings are with him. I receive my job. I receive finances. Are you with me? When you have gained mastery in a certain stage, you will not be praying about those things again. Bishop Edipo said there was a time they were praying for a car. He had one car. That car was beaten. When he finished driving the car, it's like they are beating him. He said, beetle and beaten. They are not too far away from each other. He says, now he does not pray for a car. He went somewhere to visit a Mercedes car store. He didn't say he wants to buy a car. He just entered the place. He just said, well, nice, nice. Walked out. They gave the... As he was going, they were saying, sir, just be going with the one car. He said, I don't want to buy. I just came to see. He said, where will I park it? There are others in my house. There is no space for this one. That's no longer his prayer point. I pray for you, you mature in faith. You walk by faith and not by sight. I just saw something. Someone, you are trusting God for a spouse, but God is showing me you carrying your children. In a short while, that thing you are praying for will be in the past. What you are praying for will be in the past. It will be in the past. Say after me, I walk by faith and not by sight. Say after me, God is able. 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 God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. Hey, God is able. God is able. God is able. What are you believing God for? He is able. I walk by faith. I walk by faith. I walk by faith. I walk by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't look at my circumstance. I look at God. I don't look at my challenge. I look at God. I look at God. God is able. God is able. God, you are able to lift me. Hey, you are my glory and the lifter up of my head. God is able. You are my glory.